Right now, let's do that 1:30 news live from Cowboy Training Camp with Jake.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, Mino.
Racing Canes!
Woo!
Gonna warn you, gonna be a dark one. It's gonna be a dark one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Two straight days of murder-suicide stories as Arlington police found a couple dead inside their home early Monday morning. They believe it is a murder-suicide. They were called to the home Sunday night, Monday morning at 2:30 a.m. after they were told someone might be dead inside a home. They get a warrant. They go in. They find a man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the bedroom. He was 66-year-old Edward Leon Rogers Jr. Then they found a woman's body in a freezer. Police believe the two were married. So this doesn't seem to have, to me, the same Romeo and Juliet feel that the one from yesterday did.
It's not quite as romantic.
No.
So not a copycat.
Doesn't seem to be.
Jeez.
But that has to be...
Like your whole body was in the freezer?
Yeah, so that's got to be like your buddy's dad that hunts, who has the meat freezer, you know? Like a big old outside, which I believe was on... when Sean and I did the list of things that you thought meant you were wealthy when you were a kid, family that had the big freezer in the garage, like deep freeze or meat
that
freezer.
That meant you were wealthy?
Like, damn.
I always thought these people a second fridge.
We always had one
of
those.
Oh, second fridge was on there for sure.
We actually had two of those.
Two big freezers?
Yeah, full of meat and venison and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. If you hunt, that's par.
Jeez,
yeah, venison.
Julie.
Venison makes you super rich.
Well, no, but if you have to have somewhere to store it, you have so much...
Well, no.
It just means you have someone in the house that likes to hunt.
The premise, Julie, is that we were wrong when we were
kids.
Yeah. Like, if you owned a jet ski or an outdoor...
above-ground pool.
Right.
An outdoor hot tub.
An above-ground pool is definitely a fluency.
Which
but I always thought
of.
If you had that hot tub on your deck...
Which we had.
Yeah, we had that
was
too.
Was awesome, and it kind of turns out it meant you were...
Awesome?
You couldn't have a real hot tub.
It's just a lot lower rent than you thought. You're like, gosh, jet ski guy, he must be a millionaire. No.
I enjoyed it.
So
Your
are
mom
we allowed
probably
to...
has a room full of Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah. Waiting for that value to skyrocket.
The Christmas Village.
Are we allowed to use our movies and TV expertise and crack this case a little bit?
Go ahead.
But she was mouthing off or something?
No. Just the idea. My first instinct was, if you were going to kill yourself... Why would you go through the trouble of putting her in the freezer? And as I think this through with my sleuthing skills, I almost wonder if the freezer situation happened and then started haunting him a little bit.
Yeah.
He felt the heat getting too close.
Yeah.
And then thought, you know what? This isn't going to go well for me.
There's a power outage. And
someone's going to start asking about her or something, and maybe I should just get my check here as well.
Yeah, like someone was at the house over the weekend, and they kind of started to lift it up, and he had to do the slam it down shut. Oh, it's nothing.
Or her, it's a loved one keeps calling for
her.
I can't keep coming up with excuses on where she is.
I'm going to have to kill them all.
Right.
Or myself. Yeah,
let's just do the easy one.
Because otherwise, the freezer thing doesn't make any sense, right?
No, not really.
Or she fell asleep in the freezer by accident because she was playing hide-and-seek.
I doubt that part.
And then he felt really bad about it, like our story yesterday, and he killed himself right away.
So that guy probably thought right before he pumped that Borelli and said, I'm ending this, good night to me, he probably said, at least tomorrow... I'll have the most deranged, grotesque freezer death-related story, but no.
Oh gosh!
A man in St. Louis.
More?
A man in St. Louis who moved in with his mother whenever she was battling cancer. He moved in to help care for her in her final days. When she passed away recently, he started going through her stuff, sorting out what to keep, what to toss. And he remembered a box that had been in his mom's freezer for his whole life. He says, I'm 37. It's been in the freezer for 37 years. I was always told it was a wedding cake top. Well, his mom also told him whenever he was growing up that she was pregnant and lost a child before he was born.
Oh, no.
But his mother was a secretive person who never spoke more on the subject. Yes, the baby was mummified in the freezer for the last 37 years.
Mino.
That's terrible.
The story reads like she lost it naturally and just couldn't deal with it. And that's what she did. He reached out to his estranged father about the discovery. He says, quote, he told me my mom was pregnant on their first date, and the next time he saw her, she wasn't. So something happened. She lost it, you know, before birth.
Or did she?
Or some, yeah, we don't know, obviously.
We don't know. She could have given birth and then pulled some chicanery.
I think that's a little heavier than chicanery, but...
Well, I'm just trying to...
So how did he discover this?
A little chicanery going on there. A little hygiene.
She's doing bits. She's cleaning out her stuff because she's passed recently. And he's going through, you know, she's probably a hoarder.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Oh, look, there's that box in the freezer I've always been
in. Let me take a look at this wedding cake.
Yeah, and it's like, he says it still had skin, hair, and everything. It was mummified.
As things in the freezer will do in 37 years.
Well, this last story doesn't involve a death, but...
Can you end with something funny?
Yeah, let's...
I warned you, and Bob's like, oh, I'm excited. Let's do some dark stories.
I don't know if that
freezer
happened.
Freezer baby, yes.
Jeez, Julie.
This wasn't... that, of course, not the bite about the baby in the freezer.
No.
No one died in this case, but... they could have, and if they would have, we would have been debating yet again how dumb we were as youth. More vehicles were damaged over the weekend in Uptown Dallas by people throwing rocks. Police are amping up patrols in the Katy Trail. Incidents as far back as May, at least three in July alone. People throwing rocks from the Katy Trail Bridge down onto Maple Avenue. And some of the photos of this car damage and these windshields is pretty significant. And they will put you away, even if you are 16, if you smash a windshield and you die while driving, or you kill someone else because you lose control of your car.
Jeez.
We've had those stories before. Well, when you're like 14 or 15, especially if you're a male, your brain is not really developed to understand planning.
Yeah.
And you're prefrontal cortex or whatever it is. You're not, you have to be like 24 or 25 before we come around to the what's step two.
Is that fun though? Like throwing rocks at cars as they drive by, is that really that fun?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It really kind of kicks ass.
It's not fun.
It's a good time.
Rocks.
See, this is where girls just don't understand some things. I don't know why, but
breaking stuff is awesome.
Yeah. 20 years later. Guess what? That kid's going to get a rock thrown at their car, and he might die.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Just like our story yesterday.
Then Dan will support it.
No, I'm just saying, 18-year-old Dan was not looking to 38-year-old Dan. He was not
He wasn't looking
interested.
To 19-year-old Dan.
No. It was all about, you know, crescendoing and... And just causing mayhem. Now, we threw snowballs at cars. And, you know, in retrospect, that's probably a bad idea, too, on an icy road as cars are navigating at night. And we're hitting them right in the middle of the windshield and laughing. And now we've been chased through the neighborhood by, you know, if I hit 23-year-old Jake's car, well, that guy's pulling over right away and chasing me and beating some ass if he can, you know, like.
Is there a?
But it's all part of the game. It's exhilarating. It's life. It's.
I know this isn't really Black Mirror's jam, but is there some sort of Twilight Zone Black Mirror episode where all guns are eradicated and then the street gangs start throwing rocks and we just kind of see the ramifications of crimes with rocks on the uptick because
you can mess
the guns
somebody
were taken
up
away?
With a rock. I mean, over in, like, the Middle East, like in Palestine, they throw rocks all the time at, like, the IDF, and they mess people up with those. You can
What was the
you
show,
kill somebody.
Yeah, what was the show, Sleeper Cell, where they actually did stone a dude, like the biblical stoning, but it was...
They did that in Handmaid's Tale.
Really? A stoning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That sounds
they had to
like,
hold him in their hand.
That
and,
sounds
and
like the worst
girl.
Way to die. Yeah. Oh, they didn't throw it?
No, they all... Isn't that right, Julie? Didn't all the
Are you
handmaids?
Spoiling a...
You always think I watch that show, but I haven't watched that show.
Oh, it's funny.
I'll watch it eventually. Although,
yeah. I thought you watched every
really
show involving ladies.
I know, what any a, girl show. Julie, what do you think of that one?
What a weird threat.
Well, I'm sure you don't watch The Bachelorette then.
Oh, we've been talking in breaks all day.
I so much happened.
I bet you don't even know who Pioneer Woman is.
Jeez.
No.
Nine out of ten ladies shows you do watch, right?
No, actually not.
So you didn't watch Mrs. Maisel?
I watched that, and I watched The Bachelorette, and that's about it.
I bet you wouldn't get excited at all. If JoJo came up to the studio, I bet you that wouldn't be a big deal at all.
I would be very excited to meet JoJo.
Okay. You watch every lady show.
That's two. I said two. There's a lot. Real Housewives shows. Or...
Well, I'm sure you don't watch Big Little Lies, then.
Come on.
Okay, three.
She watches every one of them.
No, that's three. That's it. That's really it.
I'm going to now defend you, Julie.
Thank you, Bob.
This is how Bob does it. He starts the attack, and then by the end, he's rescuing the damsel in distress.
In my ear here.
Yeah, he's not a good guy, is what I'm
saying. Oh, he's a very good guy. Just misunderstood.
All right, well, there you go.
Yay!
See?
Wow, what a give-up.
That was a give-up.
Thanks,
all right.
Jake.
That was some great news, Jake, and it ended happier.
See? We were able to bring around the stoning story.
That's right. We learned why on the Channel 8 news they don't end with the baby in the freezer. So, Cowboys today, heavy Zeke talk next.